an outlandish knight from the Northlands came, and he's come a wooing of me. He's promised to take me into the Northland, he's promised me there we would married be. Rise up, my pretty Polly, arise up, I say unto thee. And go and fetch a bag of your father's gold, and go fetch the sum of your mother's fee. So she's brought the sum of her father's gold, and she's brought the sum of her mother's fee. And two fine horses out of the stable, where there's a standing 30 and 3. And she mounted on the nimble going brown, Andy upon the dappled grey. And when they came into the Northland, it was but 3 hours, 3 hours before the day. Light you down, my pretty Polly, or light you down, I say unto thee. For 6 kings' daughters have I drowned here, and now the 7th will surely be thee. Pull off, them fine and gay clothes, and hang them up there upon the tree. For I think them too fine and too costly, all for to rot in the salt lake sea. Then it's you get the sickle and you cut down the nettle, growing so close to the brim. For I fear they will tangle my long yellow hair, I fear they will scratch my lily white skin. So he got the sickle and he put down the nettle, a-growing so close to the brim. And how they did tangle all in his long hair, and how they did scratch his lily white skin. And as he's turned his back on the maid, he's bent low, so low o'er the brim. And she's picked him up so skillfully, and she has pushed the false knight in. Lie there, you false young man, oh lie there all in the room of me. For it's 6 kings' daughters if you drowned here, but now the 7th has drowned thee. Thank you. she mounted on the nimble going brown, and she is led, led the dapple grey. And when she came to her father's eye hole, it was but 3 hours, 3 hours before the day. And there being a parrot in the window so high, hearing the lady did say, I'm afraid some ruffian has led you astray. You've tarried so long away. Oh, don't you prittle, don't you prattle, my pretty Polly bird, and don't you go telling tales on me. And your cage shall be made of the beaten gold, and the bars shall be made of the best ivory. But the king called out from his bedchamber high, hearing the words the parrot did say, what's the matter, what's the matter with my pretty Polly bird? You're talking so long, so long before the day. Oh, it's them two black cats at my cage, master, and sorely how they do frighten me. And I'm only a calling for my pretty Polly, only to drive them bad cats away.